conversation, big things going on, but there are always a big things going on. The world is a wonderful place. It's a big oyster. The world, what is that expression? The world is an oyster. Wow. How clever am I, Kenny, that I came up with that?
That's very clever.
That's right.
You should write that down.
I think I will, as a matter of fact. A lot of other things I've written down as well. The Good Day program. There are a lot of things going on. This is a wonderful, wide, woolly world that we live in. And we have things that are good, things that are bad, things that are important, things that aren't. But there are always great things to bring to your attention. That's why I love doing this, because I'm always enthused about good conversation. It's been a part of my life forever. And I hope that you will join and enjoy us as good conversationalists. 888-302-3684 at any time when we're on the air. We means Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, joining us in a few minutes, Dr. Joy Brown. In the meantime, sort of a couple of overlays of stories that we are focused on this week. I find, contrary to popular belief, a government shutdown doesn't necessarily mean that the whole government shuts down, because it doesn't. For example, mandatory spending on things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid continues. The checks go out the door, as usual. Central government services, public safety, those sorts of things continue to operate. The folks in Washington, Richie, at the Committee for a Responsible Budget, suggest there are non-essential governmental functions that go to sleep when the government shuts down.
Right.
For starters, the Federal Housing Authority would stop guaranteeing housing loans. Next, the National Park Service would begin denying visitors entry to hundreds of parks and monuments across the country. Finally, those people who process your passport applications, they'll be hanging out at home should a shutdown occur. So if you are planning on going on a trip, for example, last year, this is another black eye for the government. 200,000 applications for passports went unprocessed.
Right.
When the government shut down. Did I say last year? I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. It meant 1995 when the government shut down. There are, at any given moment, 20,000 applications for visas or passports. Now, that is, there are that many that are filed, I think, on a weekly basis. So the tourist industry loses a lot of money. Last time government shut down, let's see here. I'm looking at some of the things that came apart during the... There was supposed to be an automatic increase in Social Security, which didn't happen. I mean, these are not life and death things. I think that's the point here. Nothing is going to shut down that is life and death. So those of you who are, again, being feared, filled with fear, oh, the government's going to shut down, what's going to happen? Nothing.
One of the classic things that's coming out of this is Mayor Vincent Gray of Washington, D.C., one of the worst mayors we've ever had. I'd rather have Marion Barry back than him.
Yeah, really?
He is just going to claim everything as essential in the city of Washington, D.C., because remember, the city of Washington, D.C. is under control of the Congress. It's not its own entity as a state or even a city. Mm-hmm. So pretty much everything gets shut down except for essential services. He's like, well, I'm just going to claim everything essential services. Everything.
Yeah.
Which won't get far, but, you know, he's going to try.
Yeah. So. Well, and they've all got their tricks. They want to, and they'll make sure that the taxpayer pays, is punished for their inability to run things. That's really what it's about, right? I mean, think about it. The Postal Service has proposed a 3-cent rate hike for first-class postage stamps. This is not going to be the last you hear about this week, but I will tell you, yesterday, and this had nothing to do with my attitude toward the postal rate increase, because they're cutting their own throat, and they do that with regularity.
They can raise the price of the stamps $4 for all I care. Doesn't matter
okay.
to me.
But here's something that does matter, Richie. Okay. The delivery of mail to your home. I have been in the same neighborhood all my life. I moved from one side of the street to the other, and that's about it. I even worked as a postal carrier when I was in college. We live in a rural free delivery zone. It's not like many other RFD zones, because you know, there's plenty of suburban character to our neighborhood, but still an RFD zone. So the local postmaster, because they're trying to save money, has combined routes. So we used to get our mail 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in there. I'm talking about over the 60-some-odd years I've been here, the mail hasn't varied very much. Sometimes 10 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 2 in the afternoon, but not a whole lot of variation. This week, the geniuses at the Postal Service have changed these routes so we get our mail at 5:30 in the afternoon. So when I saw the postman, the new delivery guy, yesterday, I asked him why it was 5:30. And he said it's a bunch of things combined, this route, that route, saving money, yada, yada. I said, but there are a lot of people that need their mail before 5:30 in the afternoon. He looked at me and he said, well, pal, why don't you go get a box? And I said, well, because I'm paying the people who are, I have a mailbox here, I paid to put up, and people spend money to have mail delivered to me. Yeah, but there's no guarantee it's going to get to you.
That's right.
I love that. The arrogance of these people is beyond belief. So here's what I did. I came into the house and I went on the web to try to access the U.S. Postal Service website. You try it. You couldn't. It was down. And it said, after I filled out, not until I filled out all of the stuff, information that I wanted to have them get, did it say the connection is down. So then I picked up the phone and called the 800 number for the Postal Service. You try that.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Do what
it
I
is
do.
A joke. The Postal Service bills. Is a joke.
I get all my bills online. I pay them all online. They still send me paper bills, but it's for all intents and purposes, it's trash.
Yeah,
I don't need the post office. I think I made mail.
But don't you get mail at your house? You don't get any mail that's important at your house? Like, well, you don't get checks because you get paid at the thing. See, I get checks and things in the mail that I need to have. Run things.
With the business, yes. It is important because we do get checks.
Yeah.
But,
right.
You know, there are ways around it.
Yeah, well. All right. Anyway, thanks for your support, Richie.
I'm here for you, Doug.
I know you are. And Dr. Joy Brown is here for us. We're going to talk about fear-based thinking. And later in the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar is going to join us to lighten your load a little bit. I always like from him things that are authentic. Today, we're going to talk about secrets for achieving health and happiness using your brain. All right? All that's coming up here on the Good Day program.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
At NBC, we hear what the critics are saying about the Michael J. Fox Show, and we wonder, why call them critics when they say such nice things? The Associated Press raves the Michael J. Fox Show strikes a fresh, funny tone. That's not too critical. The Daily Beast calls the Michael J. Fox Show the comedy to beat. Ouch, that didn't hurt. It's been honored as the Critics' Choice Most Exciting New Series. Thanks, critics.
Can I get you to sign an autograph? My uncle's got Alzheimer's.
I guess you have Parkinson's.
Either way.
The Michael J. Fox Show premieres tonight, 9/8 Central on NBC.
The art looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week, I get totally lightheaded. Mm-hmm. The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
All right, 17 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Dr. Joy Brown here on the program to discuss the contents of a book that we have listed on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Joy, called The Thing You Think You Cannot Do, written by Dr. Gordon Livingston. It is all about people who will not do things because they're afraid to do them. I have read this several times on the air. I'm going to read it one more time for emphasis. But I advise anyone who's living with fear, most of you are, most of us are, in one way or another, to get this book. I'm not getting paid. The guy doesn't know me from Adam. I might invite him to come on the program. His preface reads, the first page reads as follows, Joy. Fear is the central issue of our time. Once an adaptive emotion that protected our ancestors on the plains of Africa, fear has become a corrosive influence in modern life, eroding our ability to think clearly. It's exploited for power by our political leaders and for money by the news media. Fear is embedded in the way we think about our lives. Our preoccupation with safety is a natural reaction to our vulnerability to loss. At the same time, the search for a perfect safety is absurd, given what happens at the end of our lives. Mm-hmm. Even as our lives have become more safe, our fears remain intact and lie at the foundation of our most revered institutions, notably religion. Americans live in an increasingly authoritarian society out of persistent fear that other tribes in distant places are a threat to our way of life, to our very existence. Over the last century, the apprehension has brought us to a continual state of war, which shows no sign of abating. I think there is so much truth to that that fits the bill for most every person who's full of fear and looking for safety. It is tragic. It is something that compels people to live a life that is unfulfilled if they don't get a hold of it. That's my read on it. What's yours?
Well, sometimes I disagree with him. I think I just disagree with his time frame a little bit, in that if you look at cave paintings, if you look at early Bible stories, that fear has been a part of the human condition and a way of controlling people, essentially since people could communicate with
each
other.
So how do you get away from it? How do you try to learn to live without it?
All right. And I think that fear is not necessarily the enemy. I think inaction and panic is the enemy. So let's say that you're afraid that you want to get a new job, all right? And you're afraid to go out in the interview, or you're afraid that no one will hire you, or you're afraid that you won't like it. So if you take those fears, and instead of letting them be this huge, big black cloud that's enveloping you, you break them down, as I just have, by instead of saying, well, I don't know about a new job, you say, well, is it the interview? Is it that I might not like the job? Is it that they might not accept me? Is it that they might fire me after they hire me? So you break each of those components down, and then you look at each other. And my favorite way of dealing with these kinds of things is ignore your stomach, because your stomach is going to give you wrong cues here.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of say, all right, what's the worst that could happen? All right, I go out on an interview and they don't hire me. Well, am I going to die from that? No, it's kind of like the post office. If I go out on the interview and they offer me the job, I can decide at that moment whether or not to take it. If I take the job and I decide I don't like it, well, there are other. If I've gotten this job, there's probably another job. In other words, instead of just allowing fear to be a free-floating anxiety, which I think is really what he's talking about more than fear itself, then it is attached to things, and especially if you write it down, you can go back and look at it, and you can say, all right, this is what I was fearful about, and you know the interview was great, I had a great time on the interview, or this is what I was fearful about, and you know what? I miscalculated that this was going to be more of an issue than I thought it was. I didn't get there on time.
Worry and fear occupy 99% of what you worry about and you're afraid of never comes to fruition.
Exactly.
Never happens.
So do a little anxiety probing there.
Dr. Joy Brown is here on Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
for years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Sound of Kanye West. That is Kanye West, who likes Kim Kardashian enough to have a baby with her and to declare his undying love for her. So here are the ladies on The View discussing his statement that he likes Kim because he likes her, not because of her money. It's the old, I've got my money, she has her money, and he likes that she won't come to him for any of his money.
Kanye West said in a BBC interview that one of the reasons his relationship is so successful with Kim is because she has her own money and she will never come to him asking for money. I think that's very brilliant.
You know, I mean, I think some people, I saw comments that they can't relate to that, but I certainly can't.
Well, not the fact that they can't relate to it. You know, there are marriages and many of them now in which the woman works as well, and it's a two family. And there are, I think, in the same way that a woman wants to marry a man and feels he can help me, there are men who, want to marry a working woman because she can contribute. I think this is part of our society today.
Do you remember last June, Kim Kardashian bought him a $750,000 Lamborghini? Hell yeah, he won't. He like being with a woman. Dude, which one are you to buy a $750,000 car for your
wife? I mean, if you're the person who's usually gone to for the money,
right, yeah.
Isn't it a nice breath of fresh air when that's equal, not part of the relationship?
When there's an equal playing field, then you get to know that person likes you for you.
There you go. Truth or consequences. I was in four relationships. Three of them were dependent on me, and I found out I didn't like it because I felt like I was being used. I'm interested in somebody who has a great mind and has money, because I don't want to be if it's me voluntarily buying a $750,000 Lamborghini, which probably isn't going to happen, but you do it because you want to, not because somebody expects you to do it. And there are, as suggested suggested, more and more women who are of their own means, who are not. One of the conversations that I had in our last relationship was about that very thing. The reason that she was attracted to me, at least one of them, is that she knew she wasn't going to have a dependent. And it was very clear up front. No money exchanges hands, no connection with money, nothing. That will not get in the way of this relationship.
And so you had a prenup.
No, it wasn't approved, although we did talk about, once when we talked about getting married, you know, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, what's ours is ours, and she said, well, there's always the, how do we decide what's ours, and I thought to myself, you know what, that's a great question, you never own anything together, never. And then there's no reason to fight, argue, fuss about it. You got this stuff, I got that stuff. You may want to live in your house for a while, you live in my house for a while. Whatever it is, you drive my car, I'll drive your car. But I don't want that to be the decider in whether you have a relationship. I want something that has no connection to money. Maybe that's naive, but I think that that's the only way that if two people have their own means, they're much better off to live that way. If one is dependent on the other, then there's always a warped sense of what the real love is.
I want to get your thoughts on Kanye's other comment this week that rap is the new rock and roll. Rock and roll is dead, and he is bigger than anybody in rap, so he is the king of rock and roll right now.
Good for him. I'm glad he thinks that. It's good for his ego. I'm sure he maybe does even think that. Thinking well about yourself is not a bad thing. Loving yourself, not a bad thing. Having faith in your abilities, not a bad thing. But if he thinks he's the king of rock and roll, then I'm Elvis Presley. And that is my final that's my final answer. Dr. Jay Kumar comes along in the next half hour of Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
What do you remember about yesterday? Important stuff or stuff that doesn't make much difference? What are you thinking about today? And what will tomorrow bring to you? Is that important? Are you in the now? I like to think that I'm in the now, but I think we're just kidding ourselves. I mean, we can work on it. I think it's a laudable effort to put yourself into the now because that's what's important. Sure as heck, what happened yesterday isn't important because you can't do anything about it. Do you have regrets? Maybe you have a few, but regrets don't make much difference. Either they don't hold much water, although we all have them. I sure do. But then you think about, okay, we're here in the now, and what can we do about making things better? And I can inform you as to what's going on with some of the important stories of the day, and you can make up your mind as to whether they're important to you or not. What it all means to you is up to you. Express yourself as you will, 888-302-3684, or you can facebook.com/goodday show, message us there, Twitter at goodday show, doug@dougstefan.com, rich@dougstefan.com, ken@dougstefan.com, roberta@dougstefan.com, Roberta, oh man, what a piece of work, and jennifer@dougstefan.com. All right, a couple of large explosions near the mall in Nairobi, more Al-Shabaab. I kind of like Al-Shabaab more. I kind of like Al-Dabarge. This is a new group, the Al-Shababs. What do you think? There's got to be somebody around who's creating a song. There's got to be a parody of something. The group being called Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab. Anyway, those guys blowing up more stuff. Are they coming here? Well, that's what the news media wants you to think. I think not, however. No, listen. There was a fight between Giants and Dodgers fans.
Really? Wasn't that? This sounds like an old headline. But yet, apparently, a man was stabbed to death when a fight broke out between rival fans just after the San Francisco Giants in AT&T Park on Wednesday night. San Francisco police said a confrontation between the groups of men following the Dodgers and Giants game broke out near the intersection. What happened? Was it a football game, wasn't it? A year or two ago with some guy who got into a fight and he later died? Or that was a baseball game? Anybody remember that story? I'm not aware in my mind. I just remember something happening, and the perpetrators were supposedly brought to justice, but I don't remember what happened to them. I think the guy was so badly hurt in the fight, he died later in the hospital. But what happened?
That sounds familiar,
remember
but
that?
I can't quite place it.
Mm.
Yeah, was it like a year or two ago?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. What is there about a sports event that you're so passionate about, or you think you need to be so right that you would kill somebody else because they disagreed? I'm a fan of the Red Sox. Does that mean somebody from New York's going to come down and stick a knife in me? I mean, is that what this is all? That's what we're. I mean, that's kind of what we have got going on here, thought-wise, isn't it? Isn't that what it is? Whew, man.
Well, it's still a really fringe small percentage.
Yeah, but why would
this?
Yeah, but why should it happen at all? What right-thinking person? I guess that's the whole thing. By definition, yeah, insanity brings people to do these sorts of things. All right, let's lighten things up a little bit. We have the services of Dr. Jay Kumar. We're going to tune into him and his thinking. He wants you to discover the five secrets for achieving authentic health and happiness. So he'll be with us next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJing lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Doug's good day, 19 before the hour, time aplenty for a discussion of reality. Now, reality for a lot of people is not necessarily what. I guess maybe a better way of me putting this, Jay, one person's reality is another person's anomaly. How's that? Reality.
That's the paradox for the morning, right?
Isn't it, though? Yes. Right. Yeah.
Rather than say, let's talk about the paradox, let's talk about what something is the commonality between all of us. How about that?
I think there is, and this is, I don't know if you've heard me talking, my new theme in life is trying to help people get around their fears.
Oh, yeah.
And because it's the biggest problem. I think it's way beyond any political problem we have, any health issue, or it's created. Health issues are created by fear, fear-based thinking,
absolutely.
That sort of thing.
You know, this is so wonderful you're saying this, because one of the things I so enjoy being on your show is, like, I'm really here to show you and demonstrate how our brain actually can be our saboteur as well as our savior when it comes to our health and well-being.
Well, we are self-saboteurs too often.
Self-saboteurs.
And
too
it
often.
Happens. It kills relationships, or it certainly dampens them unless you get a handle on it. All of those things. So you have put together 5 secrets for achieving authentic health and happiness, and we are all ears.
Thank you. So my new ebook got published on Amazon. After all the months and years you heard me on the show talking about how we can use these tools for the brain to really achieve authentic health and happiness, now you've got something even better. All this great information synthesized into one ebook, which you can check out on Amazon. But here's what I'm going to say to you.
Well, what's it called? The book's called what?
The title of the book is called Brain, Body, and Being.
Brain, Body, and Being.
And Being, yes. So you can go to my Facebook page, my website, drjaykumar.com, or the Doug Steffen Good Day Show Facebook page, and you can see the link right there on Amazon itself.
Brain, Body, and
Being, B-E-I-N-G.
Being.
Being.
All right, good.
Yes. Right. So I talk about the 5 secrets for achieving authentic health and happiness. And one of the things that we're discovering, you know, you've heard me say this quote before, Doug, and I really want to emphasize this. When you change your thoughts, you change your brain, and you change your life.
Yep.
This isn't just wishful thinking or mysticism. It's now real science. Yeah. And this is the exciting part. You know, I say neuroscience is the hot, sexy, you know, branch of science in the 21st century. Because we're just discovering that the power of the human brain, our thoughts, what we feel, how we think, even how we breathe, have a far greater effect on our health, our well-being, our ability to cope with stress than any vitamin, you know, or workout or diet, even though those are all good. If you're fueled in fear and stress, as you talked about earlier, you actually diminish your capacity to live a robust life and even a longer life. We're actually showing that people who are, and this is all in my book, one of the things we're showing is that people who are in chronic stress or fear accelerate their aging in their DNA as much as a decade. So that's the bad news. There's the good news, everyone.
Let's have the good news.
Okay. There are ways to shift this. And one of the things we're discovering about the brain is that we have a built-in mechanism called the relaxation response. Just saying that word, I think, is really important, the relaxation response. And what we're showing is that there's an area in the brain, which I affectionately call the H spot. And the H spot means the happiness spot. And we've now in neuroscience been able to actually show if there's an area in the brain about 2 inches above your left eye. It's called the left prefrontal cortex. And when that area gets activated, it triggers the relaxation response, and there's a direct connection between people who have greater sense of purpose and meaning and joy and abundance in their life. So let me show you one secret from the 5 secrets, okay? Since we're all dying to hear one, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not giving the whole story here. But
no, give me one. The rest of it we'll go to the book for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the things that we're discovering is that there is a distinction between pleasure versus happiness. Okay, let me say this again. There's a distinction between pleasure versus happiness. We actually are so fueled in our life, you know, in our culture and society to get the best thing, focus on the immediate gratification. And what we're showing is that pleasure does not stimulate the H spot in the brain, that area in the brain that really correlates to authentic health and happiness. So one way to actually achieve authentic happiness, one very, very easy way to do this, is actually something dug from your playbook, which I'm going to say called LSD, which is what we know is laughing, singing, and dancing. It's a chapter in my book, by the way. You get mentioned in it. So the duck stuff in Good Day Show gets mentioned quite a few times in the book.
Thank you.
So we have to know that.
Yeah.
But what we're showing is that laughter, just singing, dancing, all these things, what they do, they shift the brain mechanisms from going from the stress, fear response-based part of the brain into the area of the brain which correlates to the H spot. You know, I say the G spot, finding the G spot was last century. The H spot is what we're really after right now, okay? Sorry, ladies.
That's so okay.
It's the H spot. We're all the science or the science.
The happiness spot.
The happiness spot.
It's a butterfly.
Yeah, and the good thing is that the H spot is we all have regardless of our gender.
Yeah.
So we all have that. And so one thing, this is a chapter in the book, is like just laughter. There's actually a really powerful, research coming on, singing. There's a part of your brain called the amygdala, which for those of you, I don't want to scare you too much science, but the amygdala is the fear response part of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part of your brain that fires when you're under, when you have stress, whether it's a real stress or a perceived stress. So let me give the distinction between these two very, very quickly. A real stress is when you're being chased by a tiger or a lion, or you see a rattlesnake, on your hike. That's a real threat to your danger. A perceived threat to your life is being stuck in a traffic jam, being late for work, you can't pay the mortgage bill. Those are all, good, things. They're threats, but they're not survival threats. But the thing is, your brain doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
And what we're showing now is that there are neurocognitive tools, all of which are outlined in my Brain, Body, and Being book, that actually tell you how to get out of this automatic fear stress response system into the more relaxed, conducive state that really improves our genuine authentic health and happiness.
Everybody's got to read this book. Dr. J. Kumar and his website, Dr. J, Kumar, Brain, Body, and Being. You need to bring yourself around, and I say this, you do need to bring yourself around to a place of happiness. Get the tools and the tips from Dr. J. Kumar. Thanks, Jay. It's 11 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded. Mm-hmm. The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Silken, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We're at 53 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich and Kenny and me. The ladies are off. Roberta's gone for the week because she's moving and can't seem to concentrate on more than one thing at once, whereas Jennifer's concentrating on 3 things, this program, another program, and her day job. So God love her. That's kind of what we all do here. We all have different things that get us and keep us going, and hopefully you have an active and wonderful life as well. Speaking of that, the next few minutes we're going to focus on a gentleman named Andy Mackey. The opportunity is presented because Tom Kreitler's dad passed away the other day, and the funeral is today, so he's not with us to help us understand some of the wonderful, helpful hints that he has from his show, The Money Pit, and what she partakes. Really good at answering questions and helping people, especially this time of year, get ready for wintertime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, around the house. So he'll be back next week, and you can listen to the Money Pit every weekend on a lot of great radio stations, including many that carry this program. It's a weekend show called The Money Pit, which is all about your home, taking care of it, et cetera, et cetera. Now, This fellow, Andy Mackey, came to me through a friend who is always around looking for things that are of high value. And when I say high value, she knows exactly what that means. High value to me is being happy. How to be happy, how to stay happy, how to make other people happy. So she sent me this video yesterday, which I promptly watched and then sent to Ken so we could post it as our video of the day. And you can also check out the wonderful story of Andy Mackey, who's known as the Harmonica Man. The video of the day today is an excerpt from a CBS News report, and we're going to bring you some of that audio now. This is a story of a guy who has done nothing in his life, especially at this stage in his life, but give.
Every time 71-year-old Andy Mackey draws a breath, it's music to his ears, whether there's a harmonica there or not. He's just glad to be alive.
How are you still sitting here?
I guess they don't need a harmonica player in heaven yet.
Andy Mackey, a Scottish-born retired horse trainer, lives in this camper in northwest Washington State. Lives here, even though technically, medically, he should have died long ago. After his ninth heart surgery, Andy's doctors had him on 15 different medicines, but the side effects made life miserable. So one day, he quit taking all 15 and decided to spend his final days doing something he always wanted to do.
Go out, 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 in, out.
Andy used the money he would have spent on the prescriptions to give away 300 harmonicas with lessons.
Very good.
And when he didn't die the next month, he bought a few hundred more.
I just started going from school to school.
It's now 11 years and 16,000 harmonicas later.
He taught us a lot. He's very nice. Everybody likes him. Everybody.
To keep the kids interested in music as they get older, Andy now spends the bulk of his Social Security check making what he calls strum sticks. He's given away thousands of these, too. He also buys store-made instruments for kids who show a special interest and provides free lessons to everyone.
Declan, give me an E.
By getting the older kids to teach the younger kids.
Yeah, he's getting the hang of it. I tell him music is a gift. You give it away. You give it away and you get to keep it forever.
The end result is something truly unique to this corner of America. Seems everywhere you look, every place you go, every kid you meet has that same genuine passion for fiddle music.
I can't explain the joy. I don't think Bill Gates feels any richer inside than I do.
Do you think you're still living today because of the kids and the music?
I really believe that.
After that story first aired, one of our viewers gave Andy a $5,000 donation. Andy used the money to hire a part-time teacher who's now showing the kids how to make the strum sticks. The hope is they'll carry on the mission even after Andy's gone. If Andy's ever gone. Just since we met him, he's survived several more heart attacks and last week had his 10th successful heart surgery. Steve Hartman, CBS News, Chimacum, Washington.
So there's a guy who's not rehearsing being happy. He just is being happy. Whatever works. What an inspiration. Sometimes you oversimplify something simple, but this is simple, straightforward, and I'm happy to have it as a focus. The inspiring story of Andy Mackey, the Harmonica Man, can be read at DougStephan.com, and you can see that video as our video of the day at DougStephan.com. Sit back, let go. What is the expression? Let go and let God.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.